Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. With many Republicans balking at the price tag of a nearly $2 trillion stimulus plan, President Biden's top economic advisor is warning that without a boost in spending, the U.S. economy could sink even deeper. More from NPR's Scott Detrow.
Congress passed several massive aid packages last year. President Biden says his top priority is a bill that's nearly twice as large as the COVID relief measure signed into law last month. Brian Deese, the director of the National Economic Council, is urging Republican and Democratic lawmakers to get behind it.
We're at a precarious moment for the virus and the economy. Without decisive action, we risk falling into a very serious economic hole, even more serious than the crisis we find ourselves in.
The stimulus package includes billions of dollars for vaccine distribution and money for schools and small businesses. It would also raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, a top Democratic policy priority. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
United Airlines is looking to reduce the size of its workforce again this year as it continues to suffer from a sharp drop in air travel demand because of the coronavirus pandemic. More from NPR's David Shaper.
United says it lost more than $7 billion last year as the number of people flying the friendly skies plummeted more than 60%. And with the timing and strength of any air travel recovery this year uncertain, the airline says it needs to cut $2 billion in costs. $15 billion in financial aid for airlines included in the latest pandemic relief package allowed United to bring back to work 13,000 furloughed employees, but the airline warns they could be furloughed again when the aid runs out. So to help reduce the number of possible job cuts, United will offer financial and health care incentives to workers who voluntarily leave the company. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The Senate Finance Committee has signed off on former Fed Chair Janet Yellen to be the nation's 78th Treasury Secretary. Supporters of President Biden's pick to head Treasury saying they hope to bring her nomination before the full Senate today, making her the first woman to hold the job. Baseball has lost a legend, slugger Hank Aaron, whose name is all over the record books, dying peacefully in his sleep, according to the Atlanta Braves organization. Aaron could do it all, fielding, hitting, and his speed on the base paths. But what he is ultimately remembered for is being the home run king. Here's announcer Vin Scully in 1974 as Aaron hit his 715th home run, surpassing baseball great Babe Ruth.
A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Hank Aaron retired from baseball in 1976. He was 86 years old. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 179 points, the NASDAQ up 12 points. This is NPR. Two-time Tony Award-winning director and choreographer Bob Avian died Thursday in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of cardiac arrest. He was 83. Best known as a choreographer, Michael Bennett's assistant, he was a co-choreographer on legendary productions such as The Chorus Line and Dreamgirls. Jeff London has this remembrance.
The New York native got his start on, well, The Chorus Line. He danced in such shows as Funny Girl, Hello Dolly, and West Side Story, where he met Michael Bennett. The two became fast friends and collaborators, and Avian helped with the staging of Company, Follies, Dreamgirls, and A Chorus Line.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
After Bennett's death from AIDS, Avian moved on, providing musical staging for such hits as Miss Saigon and Sunset Boulevard. His memoir, Dancing Man, was published last year. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The former head of the Iowa chapter of the Make-A-Wish Foundation has been taken into custody on three felony counts. In connection to charges, she stole tens of thousands of dollars from the charitable organization that supports sick children. Former Make-A-Wish Iowa CEO Jennifer Woodley was booked at the Polk County Jail in Des Moines this week, charged with two counts of first-degree theft. It's alleged the 40-year-old Woodley secretly awarded herself a $10,000 bonus in 2019 without informing the board. She's also charged with making at least 84 purchases using an organization credit card. Crude oil futures prices closed lower, oil down 86 cents a barrel to $52.27 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.